long failure. Yeti Claus was hard to bear. Though I offered words of comfort, all your grief I could not share. At my side you were so lonely, ne'er could I your past restore. Somewhere on the way we parted there at memory's door. All your past had flashed before you. You were living it once more. Home again with dad and mother. You had entered memory's door.
Treasures to be found, golden grain on hills of green, wave to valleys cool and clean. Too bad some folks have never seen the everlasting hills of Oklahoma. The everlasting tales of Oklahoma are told in clouded statues in the sky. Pioneers who long have gone, their wagon wheels still rumble on when thunder peals and falls upon hills of Oklahoma. The everlasting fame of Oklahoma are told in names of men she claimed her own. Some were right and some were wrong in history's pages, prose and song. Oh, hail them now, for they all belong to the everlasting hills of Oklahoma.
Slack your rope, hangman, slack it for a while. I think I see my father coming riding many a mile. Father, have you brought me home, or have you paid my fee? Or have you come to see me hanging from the gallows trees? I have not brought you home, I have not paid your fee. Yes, I've come to see you hanging from the gallows tree. Slack your rope, hangman, slack it for a while. I think I see my mother coming riding many a mile. Mother, have you brought me home, or have you paid my fee? Or have you come to see me hanging from the gallows tree? I have not brought you home, I have not paid your fee. Yes, I have come to see you hanging from the gallows tree. Slack your rope, hangman, slack it for a while. I think I see my brother coming riding many a mile. Brother, have you brought me home, or have you paid my fee? Or have you come to see me hanging from the gallows trees? I have not brought you home, I have not paid your fee. Yes, I have come to see you hanging from the gallows tree. Slack your rope, hangman, slack it for a while. I think I see my true love coming riding many a mile. True love, have you brought me home, or have you paid my fee? Or have you come to see me hanging from the gallows trees? Yes, I have brought you home, yes, I have paid your fee. For I've not come to see you hanging from the gallows tree.
Thank you. what she's thinking. So hard to know what's on her mind. Everything's changed, everyone's to blame for the things that get lost on the way. Sunshine and wine, she knows that means much more to me. Sunshine and wine, she knows that's how things are to be.
Mr. Mike Cooper right there with That's How. From his 1970 release, Trout Steel, Mike Cooper was a rather influential guitarist, primarily regarded as a folk blues guitarist and singer-songwriter, though his wide range of work cannot be so easily defined. That guy's just been all over the place, pushing the avant-garde and everything in between. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jeff Romaine, bringing you another edition of Highway Through 22. We'll be here until 8 o'clock playing you some Americana music and all that falls under the vast umbrella of Americana, singer-songwriter, folk, American roots, all that good stuff. Number in the studio here in Boulder is 303-442-4242 if you want to get in touch with me. You can always follow online. The playlist is kept up to date as we go along at kgnu.org. And I want to remind everybody, you can always check out afterfm.com to, the archives and search your favorite DJs and shows and just explore and have some fun on there. And, all right, what else did we hear in that set? Was Tia Blake before that with Hangman, the traditional folk song from her 1971 Folk Songs and Ballads. Bit of a lost classic, I will say. It's the only document of Tia Blake's a short-lived stint as a folk performer. In 1970, she was an American teenager living in Paris who stumbled into a recording contract, which resulted in a single LP of 11 public domain folk compositions. And there was only one live performance, I believe, to promote the album's release. And later on, once she left France, she was never to return and never to record or perform publicly again. We also heard from the Sons of Pioneers with the Everlasting Hills of Oklahoma. And these guys are one of the United States' earliest Western singing groups, known for their vocal performances and musicianship and song, really nice songwriting. And since 1933, through many changes in membership, the Sons of Pioneers have remained one of the longest surviving country music vocal groups around. And to open up was Ray and Ina Patterson with Memory's Door, a nice little dusty piece from the old-timey duo. And that wraps up that first set of music. I want to just let everybody know we've got some ticket giveaways scheduled for a little bit later in the broadcast, so stay tuned for those. You're not going to want to miss these. I'll just say that these are from a Grammy Award-winning an artist, so those are not to be missed. And again, my name is Jeff Romaine. I'm happy to be here, and we're going to keep on spinning some music. We've got some Lonesome Brothers Band here queued up for you on Highway Through 22 listener-supported radio. ¶¶
thought she always loved me and then washed away. But some things you never quite leave your mind. Tomorrow is another night. A phone that fades, it's all gone. Tomorrow is another night. Of all the people I've ever met, my friends are strangers, and strangers are friends. I write you a letter in the back of my mind. Tomorrow is another night. It breaks my heart to know the truth, that all I've done is all I could do. I strum some chords and I make up rhymes. Tomorrow my mother and my father too, they both done all that they could do, and waved from the window of another time. Tomorrow is another night. The world ain't never what it seems. What you thought it would be. You open your door, but I can't come inside. Tomorrow is another
thing. that you could do. I got faith in you. It's a razor love that cuts clean through. Oh, I got faith in you. It's a razor love that cuts clean through. Something I can't find yet. Imagination is my best friend. Gotta look out for the greedy hand, greedy hand. Make a living like a rolling stone. On the road there's no place like home. Silhouettes on the cuts clean through. All I got for you is a razor love cuts clean through. You really made my day with a little. Something I can't find yet. Imagination is my best friend. Gotta look out for the greedy hand, greedy hand. Make a living like a rolling stone. On the road there's no place like home. Silhouettes on the
Neil Young right there with Razor Love, easily the centerpiece on that Silver and Gold album. The song is about 6+ minutes of Neil Young following his own muse in a kind of a stream of consciousness piece where Young revisits many of the album's themes, and those are most predominantly the effect of higher powers taking and guiding people through life, and more importantly, love, led by a positively gorgeous and evocative melody. It's a, you could say, one of Young's epics, and really a nice, terrific cap to an excellent album. That was from 2000's Silver and Gold. Graham Lindsay in there with Tomorrow is Another Night, and that was recorded in 2009. Graham Lindsay is an American singer-songwriter and musician born and raised in Madison, and he's floated around from Columbus to, last I heard, he was in somewhere around Bozeman, Montana, and kind of known for his dark, razor-sharp lyrics and that raw, stripped-down approach that he takes to American roots music. And perhaps if Gillian Welch had a male counterpart, Mr. Lindsay would be the man. And kind of follows in those traditions of Woody Guthrie and Lead Belly. And I'm not sure what that guy's up to now, you know. I think that was his last release in 2009. I know last year they put out a kind of a demo and rarities, outtakes kind of thing. Some live versions of some tunes. But wish that guy would, yeah, hope he's got some stuff up his sleeve, because yeah, he's pretty special. And Lonesome Brothers in there with All Around You from their eponymous debut in 1990. Hailing from Western Massachusetts, these guys just put it down like it's supposed to be put down, don't they? Just a really original, creative, pumping, swaying, digging, rocking, blues busting, straight shooting, no BS kinds of songs. And one of those bands that are revered, that's revered for their dynamic live performances. And it's about that time to give away some tickets to, go see Esperanza Spalding at the Fox Theater in Boulder. This is going to be a show Sunday night, August 2nd. Doors at 7:30, a show at 8 p.m. This is an all-ages show. And Esperanza Spalding is a Grammy Award-winning singer-composer bassist who has announced her newest project, Emily's D+ Evolution. Rekindling her childhood interest in theater, poetry, and movement, this new project delves into a broader concept of performance. And we ask that you be a KGNU New Listener member and haven't won anything from us in the last 30 days. And if you're not a KGNU New member, we invite you to become one now. And once the music starts, you can reach me in the studio. I'm going to take the first caller for these tickets. And the number here is 303-442-4242. And again, this is for Esperanza Spalding, Fox Theater in Boulder, Sunday, August 2nd. It's an all-ages show. And once the music starts, hit me up.
imagine things wouldn't mean anything. Someone always on the string.
dry west wind, that's the only train to Garfield County. Darling, it don't even stop for me. That whistling calls the dust to rise around me. And old dreams just dry and wither when she waves. Standing by this rundown depot, wishing for a train, an empty rails in Garfield County bring me pain. So long ago on those rusty rails, the last train stole you. As you stood there looking hard and turning pale, now the years shake these aging hands that could not hold you. And the cactus grows between them long steel rails, 'cause it's gone, that lonesome headlight that could bring you back again. An empty rails in Garfield County bring me pain. Last night the thunder rolled up in the canyons, and the Fremont, she ran red with canyon mud, and as the mountains looked no understanding. If your tears was washed down in the flood, 'cause in my life the train don't whistle and the wind Garfield County bring me pain. In my life the train don't whistle and the wind don't bring no rain. An empty rails in Garfield County bring me pain.
Lawrence Hammond right there with Empty Rails in Garfield County from his 1976 Coyote's Dream. Not a very well-known entity in the Tacoma catalog is Lawrence Hammond, but this album is perhaps a one of those love it or hate it kind of LPs, and I guess Hammond's singing style may have been one of the problems if reactions of music critics can be trusted. Not always the right philosophy, but you know how that can go. And one of the quotes was from one of the critics was, "A voice to crisp an aardvark's nose hairs." That's a little harsh, don't you think? But I adamantly disagree with that assessment. We heard from the Weather Station before that, from their eponymous album. And that was a song, Loyalty. And they are a Canadian folk music band fronted by Tamara Lindemann, formed in 2006. And this was released on May 5th, 2015 on Paradise of Bachelors, a really wonderful label. And it's a nice collection of public folk songs about the private problems, you know, breakups and makeups and depressions and deaths we've all suffered. Kenny Knight in there with All My Dreams. And this is an album that I don't think can get enough acclaim this year. It's one of those records that's kind of languished for decades, only to be rediscovered by a local record collector. And perhaps the Colorado's finest musician that you've never heard of, Kenny Knight. And this is just another example of how sometimes perfectly good, maybe even fabulous artifacts get buried. And Kenny Knight, yeah, that's an album called Crossroads. Check it out. There was on 9 News, there was a news piece I read online, and there's a cool video that kind of gives you a backstory. And he's got some songs, plenty of songs apparently that he's kind of shelved. So hopefully maybe we'll hear more from Kenny Knight in the future. And Dennis Taylor was that instrumental piece that we heard and recorded in 1983. That was a beautiful little his piece of 12-string guitar. And that is his Dennis Taylor's soul album, again, from 1983. And it was released on CD for the first time earlier this year by Grasstop Recordings. And perhaps it's too new agey for folk or too folky for new age. But he's incorporated all kind of cool fingerstyle guitar and wind synths and looping and Indian classical music and world fusion into his oeuvre. And this is a solo acoustic guitar album, and also steeped in that tradition, the Tacoma tradition that Dennis has been drawn to at the start of the 70s. And players like John Fahey and Leo Kottke can certainly be, parallels can be heard with those cats. And we've got about 9 minutes to go here, so we can squeeze a few more tunes in. And I just want to remind you, you're listening to KGNU Boulder Denver Community Radio. My name is Jeff Romaine. Really happy to be here with you guys until 8 o'clock. You're going to stay tuned for Ragtime America. Jack is in the studio standing by, bringing you a great program, followed by Swing Shifts and all kinds of good stuff after that. So stay tuned for a night of great programming on your listener-supported community radio.
Thank you very, very much.
Just because it doesn't seem to hurt me. Just because I never speak my mind. When I'm gone, you think I'm gone without you, and that I leave all my love behind. Just because it doesn't seem to hurt me. Just because my eyes
Just because I can't remember everything, just because it seems that I'm coasting by, when I smile makes you sorry, and when I'm here, it only means goodbye. But you never. We'll be right back.
And we're going to have to fade this one out here. This has been a wonderful evening. Thank you to all the for all the calls, and congratulations to Mike for winning those tickets and to see Esperanza Spalding. And we've got Ragtime America coming up next. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and online at KGNU.org. Listener-supported radio. Over and out. This is Jeff Romaine signing off.
To Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to delve into part two of a series called The Lady Professors. Just to remind you that the term professor was an early term that was applied to piano players in saloons and other areas perhaps of ill repute, and we're not by any shakes saying that these ladies were playing piano in places like this. We're just borrowing the title. So when we say the lady professors, we're talking about women who play ragtime piano. And we've come up with a list of 35 or 36 of them, and so we're on to part two today. This will cover those that rose to prominence in the 1980s and in the 1990s, some on cassette, but many on the burgeoning development of compact discs. So let's start off by turning to a lady from Canada. Her name is Catherine Wilson, and she's one of Canada's most interesting and innovative pianists, or so says her bio. She's been repeatedly honored for her exceptional artistry and sensitive musicality, as well as for her unique imaginative programming. She is classically trained, can play Bach, can play Chopin, Debussy, ragtime and Tin Pan Alley, the tangos of Brazil, Latin and jazz styles, as well as composing her own works in these diverse genres. She's probably best known as the founder, pianist, and artistic director of the popular chamber group called Ensemble Vivant. Although this particular album, which I purchased early in her career, at that point it was called Trio Vivant. The Toronto Star called it Canada's chamber music treasure. She's played Carnegie Hall. She was invited by Skitch Henderson and the New York Pops to join them. And so the list kind of goes on, but she has recorded ragtime and done it beautifully. So, having said all of that, let's turn to a piece played by Catherine Wilson. This one written in 1915 by Joseph Lamb, well known to most of our listeners. It's called The Ragtime Nightingale, but an especially beautiful version.